So I always stand by my aircraft, and if there's self-serve, I usually go to self-server. Or if there's no self-serve, I'll still stand there when the truck comes. So that's just my standard procedure.
Well, since we're talking about this before, where was that left? I was not at the meeting where we were
up in the air
talking about that.
Well, it was left with one fuel truck with unspecified capacity. Number of gallons for avgas, and we left jet fuel out of it altogether.
If that's already been decided, it's time to revisit it. Let's just say one fuel truck, period, and don't specify the number of gallons.
Yeah, I don't think there's any relevance to
the size of the truck is really irrelevant. It's a matter of whether or not there's a truck, and then the FBO operator can size a truck based on demand. You know, an airport like this, you don't need a 1,200-gallon truck. How big is your truck?
1,500.
Yeah. How often do you have to refuel?
Way oversized.
Yeah, it's way oversized. Yeah, a 600-gallon truck would serve you. You could run all weekend on a 600-gallon truck probably some weekend.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just the reality of it. To specify the size of the truck, I think it's unnecessary for this airport. You know, if we write minimum standards for VWI, it might be a different issue. Yeah.
Did we specify the type of truck, though, that it not be a pickup truck with, 55-gallon barrels in the back of it or something like that?
The FBO shall maintain at least one single product truck for dispensing avgas.
And that has to meet fire marshal regulations.
And then it says the truck shall have a minimum capacity of blank gallons and shall meet all federal, state, and county standards for fuel handling equipment. So if you don't want to specify a number of gallons, let's just change that to the truck shall meet all federal, state, et cetera.
Just meet the standard. I see no need in the world to specify the size of the truck.
Okay.
I mean, Garrett may very well, for the economic reasons, want to downsize his truck. If we put a 1,500-gallon truck in there, then it says he can't downsize. The smallest is about 600.
Well, actually, this doesn't. Whatever we decide doesn't even affect. I have a lease that.
Yeah, I know, but
I just. I don't want to make that clear. Is it?
And you're providing that service already.
I mean the current. Somebody's out here. If we got a minimum standard out here, and somebody comes in after the minimum standards, and the economics are not there to support the size of the truck that he starts out with, but he can make the economics work on a smaller truck, it seems silly to be requiring the size of the truck for this airport. Maybe 20 years from now we may need to, but we certainly don't need to now on either jet or avgas.
I don't have the standards in front of me because I'm in my office. Yes, but Do we require an FBO to provide both types of fueling?
No.
Just one or the
other? It was just avgas.
Well, the point is, Kelly, if you were going to buy a truck, you'd probably buy a 1,500, 2,000-gallon truck, even if you buy a 600-gallon. Most likely you'd buy a used truck in this place. So I wouldn't want to go buy a new one.
But do we want to specify the number of gallons? Does anybody object to striking the words about the size of the truck? Okay. Moving on. We also said they had to provide one 10,000-gallon above-ground avgas storage tank that meets all the standards. And then the FBO shall provide fuel and oil dispensing service blank hours per day, 7 days a week. We had left the number of hours a day. We're going to fill in the blank.
$8 a day seems reasonable to start with.
And Garrett's operating 10 now, right? 8 to 6, that's 10. Is that 10 hours?
8 to 6, 10 hours.
10 hours.
Yeah, 7 days a week.
Yeah. You can make that the standard, or you can say Garrett's providing above what we ought to require and make it 8, or what should the next guy have to provide?
We're talking about minimum standards.
This is the minimum.
Right. And minimum should be 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then the economics of it could certainly have somebody running 24/7 if the demand is there. Again, we're talking about the minimum standard for somebody to provide. If we want somebody to provide at least 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, fuel service.
Mm-hmm. Now the storage. Do you really want to have that much storage? Or if somebody had, I'm just thinking out of the box here, somebody like Pepe, if he wanted to enter in a contract. And he has storage right over on the other side of Georgetown. Is that a problem with